The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
But now it's time for another in our series, The Lyrics, The Thing. And joining us for that, of course, is Paul Harrington. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Pat. How are you? You're well.
I'm very well. Now, we're taking a look at a 19th century Dutch artist through the lyrics of a 20th century singer-songwriter. So who are we talking about?
Well, this might be familiar. I'll give you a little clue. Let me read a little bit of this for you. Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and grey. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. What an opener.
Vincent van Gogh, and of course it's Don McLean.
Absolutely right. Yeah. It's incredible. It's a song that Don McLean said that he had to write. He felt compelled to write, and I'm so glad he wrote it, because I suppose most people would remember Don McLean obviously because of American Pie, which was the song that catapulted him into fame all those years ago. But this also was a huge hit, and it was a song from that particular album. And of course, a little memory as well for those of us who used to buy 7-inch singles. American Pie was that record that was 8.5 minutes long, and at the time, back in the 70s, it took up both sides of the record, the A and B side. Anyway, I digress. I'm going back to 1970, and Don McLean, before he hit the big time, he was working as artists do. They have to make a living too, and he's working in the school system, and he was playing guitar, teaching. And it was during his downtime that he wound up reading a biography of Vincent van Gogh, or Vincent van Gogh, written by his brother Theo. And he said, having read it, he felt compelled to write a song to argue the fact that Vincent wasn't crazy or wasn't mad. And he just said that he had an illness, as had Vincent's brother Theo, but that he was misunderstood, and that, you know, often back then people were called crazy when they were just a little bit different, a little bit eccentric artists. And of course, Van Gogh was all of those things.
Now, the title of the song is Vincent, but often people just call it Starry, Starry Night.
Yeah, exactly, because it's so familiar. But it was obviously inspired by one of the most recognised paintings in the history of Western culture, and it was, in fact, Don McLean used a copy of it. He just got a copy of Starry Night, and he used it, I suppose, as a template. And to use his own words, he said he was drawing on the colours, the energy, and forms to capture the essence of the man, and he wrote what really turned out to be an homage to the artist and his work, of which I'm a huge fan. And of course, Don McLean, I was watching an interview with him, and he said, "Who isn't a fan of Van Gogh?" But just a little side story, if we have the time. When I first started performing publicly, I needed songs, and you're starting to build up your repertoire, and going back years ago, and I remember way long before Google or anything like that, you had to literally get the record, lift the needle and listen to a bit of the record and take the lyric and write it down. But I remember at the time being absolutely, you know, kind of almost mesmerized, but really struck by what a beautiful piece of writing it was, you know, and it's such a lovely thing to read. When I'd finished writing it down, I said, that's a lovely piece, almost like a piece of literature to read, never mind sing a song. But, and I knew little or nothing about Van Gogh at the time, but, you know, when you look at lyrics like flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflecting Vincent's eyes of china blue, lines like snowy linen land, and, you know, you talk about a lyric painting a picture, but this is a song that has, you know, it's a very personal song to me. A lot of great connections and memories. I won't bore you with all the details, but I'm going back to 1987. Myself and my late brother Derek used to play nightly for many weeks. We had an engagement in a place called Mickey Finn's in Toronto in Canada, and we used to finish with this song every night. And the owners, who loved it, and they used to sit with us and have a drink when we would perform Vincent, and they gave me a lovely copy of Starry Night. So it's always been with me, you know. And to cap it off, about 2 or 3 years ago, on a trip to New York, my wife Carol, it was a lovely surprise. She brought me into MoMA, which is the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. I wasn't aware that Starry, Starry Night was there, and that's where it's been for many years. And I got to see it in person, or in the flesh, which is a wonderful experience for me anyway.
Now, the song is about his life and death, really. That's what Vincent is all about.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, you have to bear in mind someone like Don McLean, you know, is also a terrific artist. I mean, in somebody else's hands, they wouldn't necessarily put something together as beautiful as this. And if you look at the middle eight, or the bridge, as it's sometimes called, you know, he describes this beautifully. McLean says, "For they could not love you, but still your love was true," meaning that his art and his love for his painting was pure and true. But the paintings, they didn't, or they couldn't love him back. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. And although, you know, McLean used Starry Night as a starting point, he obviously did a lot of homework, and he managed to include a lot of the paintings as well. If you look at Flaming Flowers is the Sunflower series, Swirling Clouds, of course, is Starry Night. Morning Fields of Amber Grain refers to the painting Wheat Fields with Crows. And then, of course, there's Weathered Faces, which is from a very famous Van Gogh called The Potato Eater. So full of vivid references, as you say.
So you're going to give it a go.
Well, that's the plan. But very quickly, last week we had the great combination of a great songwriter and a great singer, a great interpreter. That was Jimmy Webb and Glenn Campbell. This is a song that I firmly believe is one of those things that the writer owns it. But, you know, and they're probably the only people who should sing it. But I have to say, for you, I'm going to make an exception.
All right.
I'll give it
this
a go.
This is Vincent as interpreted by Paul Harrington.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and grey. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on a hill, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on that snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me and how you suffered for your sanity and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. And perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflecting Vincent's eyes of china blue and colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined with pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hands. Now I understand what you tried to say to me and how you suffered for your sanity and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. For they could not love you, still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lay crushed and broken on the virgin snow. And now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still, and perhaps they never will.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to SpiritMotorGroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.